friend is a gift I give to myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A friend is a gift I give to myself. We all enjoy friends. We all enjoy relationships. We all enjoy having people in our world who care about us and let us be ourselves. We like to have people in our world that think we're very nice, think we're desirable people, think that we're thoughtful, loving, kind people. That's kind of a nice thing to have. But how do we treat these people? How do we treat the people who are the friends that we give to ourselves, the gift that we give to ourselves? How do we treat these people? Do we treat these people like we would treat our husband or wife, that we own them? Do we treat these people as though we have a responsibility to them, to be a friend, to always be there for them if they ever need us, like a husband and wife? Do we treat this friend like they owe us something, that because we call them friend, they must be in our world and be available to us, and if we come over to their house, they should just instantly drop whatever they're doing and pay attention to us, like a husband and wife? How do we want to treat a friend? How do we want to define a friend? I would define the friend in many different ways. One way, a friend is a person that you feel good when you're in their presence. You feel happy when you're in their presence. You feel that they are lots of fun. You feel that both of you have the same ideas about what is fun and what's enjoyable to do. And if a friend says, "Hey, I told you I was going to be with you this afternoon, I can't make it, but I'll be with you tomorrow." "Oh, I was depending on you to be with me. Oh, yeah." If you have that possession of that friend and say that you were depending on them, then that is not a friendship. That's a husband and wife. Because a husband and wife has, a husband or either or and or wife, has no right to any life of their own. Their life is dedicated to the other. Their life is dedicated to the presence of the other. They cannot go to a show without telling the other they're going, or without saying to the other that I went to the show and feeling guilty they didn't take the other along. A husband and wife cannot do any of these things. Now you say, "Well, my relationship's not like that. And my husband or my wife, our relationship is not like that." Well, universally it is. Universally it is. Because until death do you part, you owe each other absolute allegiance, you know. And you're nicer to your children than you are to your spouse, because you let your children grow up. You don't demand that your children tell you who they're out with all the time. You don't demand that your children be home exactly on time at something. You have curfews, true. But if the child says, "Mom, we got a prom tonight, and so it'll be a little later than 10 o'clock. So I'll be home maybe about 2 or 3 in the morning." 2 or 3 in the morning, what are you going to be doing? "We're just going to be having fun." "Mom, have you taught me good values?" "Right, I have." "Then don't worry." "Of course. Go and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun." Now, when does a wife or a husband teach each other these values to go and be yourself and have fun? When do you teach a friend, "Go be yourself and have fun"? "Oh, my friend is crazy. He goes out and does the dumbest thing. He goes out and has the most fun. He is just a clown all the time. He is just a crazy guy. I love him. I wouldn't want to be married to him. I wouldn't want to live with him all the time, you know, but he's my friend. We have a lot of good times together." And just like Anthony Joyce, Rhonda Joyce, her son, he's 14, and he has a dear buddy. And this dear buddy is crazier than Anthony is. And they're both normal growing up teenagers, you know. But the boy has a quality about him that Anthony dearly loves. No matter what he puts his attention to, he gives his full attention to, and he's able to figure out things that even adults haven't figured out. He has that intuitive inner awareness, and Anthony just loves this. Well, isn't that an admirable thing for a person to love in another person? And you think Anthony does that too? You bet he does. Because if he can see it, that's him too. He is a glorious fellow too. And he's doing these things too. Now, what do you see in your friends? Think about what do you see in your friends? You have any friends?
I see myself.
You see yourself, and that's for darn sure. Ingeborg?
Yes, sir?
I thought maybe you were losing a tooth there. You had a piece of food on it. It looked like no tooth was there. No, you're doing fine. But what do you do with your friends, Ingeborg? Do you demand that they do everything you want them to do?
No.
What do you do with your friends?
I see them doing the things.
You see them doing what? What you want them to do?
Or, no, they are free to act as they choose to act.
Right. And the type of friends that you choose to have in your world are friends that are harmonious with what you think is nice and fun to do, right?
Yeah.
Now, would you have a friend in your world who has morals that are contrary to yours?
I think there's only... Well, then it would be a different philosophy.
Would you have a friend in your world
no.
who has morals contrary to yours?
No.
I would like you to say no. Because if we go around, well, for instance, I know a lady, she is in Las Vegas, and most of her friends are workers on the strip. They're either striptease dancers or they're what do you call those boys, the Chippendale boys, you know, or people who are doing things and bartenders and drinking and doing all sorts of things. And now, why does she know most of those people? Because that's where her desires are, that's where her thinking is, that's where her life is. Now, when she changes, what's going to happen? And all of the parents that she knows are single parents like herself. You see, this is the world that we live in. Now, how can we have, quote, normalcy, if we're always going to be living with people who we consider not normal, you know? Not that people who work on the strip are not normal, not that people who do these things are not normal, but the tendency is not to be that way when you are in an environment that is not harmonious with living up to your principles and your morals and your values. Your friend is always going to be one who is in harmony with your values. You say, my friend got into trouble, he shot somebody. My friend got in trouble, he robbed a bank. My friend, hey, that's you, boy. That's you. Because you don't create friends in your world who lack respect for the law. You don't create friends in your world who do not recognize the values and ethics that you hold dear. Because, I mean, it's totally ludicrous. It's totally stupid for you to have anyone in your world who is not harmonious with your values. Because, as the saying goes, you're known by the people you associate with, and that's only too true. And a friend is a gift you give to yourself. And are you going to give yourself a gift of a friend who has values different than yours? You're going to give yourself the gift of a friend who has values like yours. Now, I'm not saying that any of these people are incorrect or bad in any way. All I'm saying is that for them to be my friend, they and I must have the same values. Because we cannot be friends, we cannot be associates, we cannot have any real meaningful relationship one with the other when our values are different. You've walked away from many people whose values were different than you, and you didn't say, piffle, piffle, I don't want to have anything to do with you. You didn't say that. You just went your way. You don't judge other people. You don't tell them that it's wrong for them to be a ditch digger or them to be a bank president or them to be a minister or a teacher or whatever. You don't tell people it's wrong. You just say, hey, I like teachers, so I associate with teachers. I like ministers, so I associate with ministers. Why do you think in every community they have a ministers association? Because the ministers want to get together and share ideas, and not philosophy, you can be sure of that, but they want to share ideas about how to run the business and how to do things, which are all universal in any church. So, a friend is a gift that I give to myself. What kind of a gift are you giving to yourself? Are you giving to yourself a person who wants something from you that you're not willing to give? Well, then maybe you better rethink that relationship. Are you creating a person in your world who is fabulous and glorious and wonderful, but has a few chinks in their armor that don't fit yours? You know? Better rethink it. Not because the other person's bad or good, but so long as you have that person in your world with their values that are somewhat different than your own values are going to slip over into, not down, but slip over into their level of thinking, or your own values are going to encourage them to come into your area. And if you ever get married, or have a friend so that you can change them, forget it. You're on a wrong track. If you ever have a friend that you just delight in their company because they're so much like you, they're just like you, they're just as wonderful, fantastic, glorious, beautiful as you, then you got it made. I was in Las Vegas this past weekend, and I have many friends there. And the friends happen to be my students, too, which is lovely. And every one of them is a person of high value. Every one of them is a person that is seeking their spiritual path. And every one of them has morals that are outstanding. Now, that's the kind of people I have in my world. And a couple of people surprised us, didn't they, Ellen?
Right.
A couple of people surprised us because we looked at them and knew about them. We thought, oh my, they must have a pretty tough situation. And then when we talked to them, we realized they were living in their own little island. And they were untouched and chose not to participate in other people who wanted them to be in their nefarious activities. But they were true to themselves. And I mean, they're right in the middle of it. Now, can you and I be true to ourselves when we're not anywhere near those people who are encouraging us to do things that are contrary to our values? Good test. Good test. But a friend is a gift I give to myself. So, since a friend is a gift I give to myself, let's have that friend be one who is almost an exact duplicate of us in our values, in our morals, in our ethics. And we'll be the happiest people on the face of the earth. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
Love you. Love you.